We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
So you don't see the lower half.
He and Maverick shoot like paper airplanes at each other from across the cubicles.
Here's a text that says, I can't wait to hear LB say, Kenny, I love your chicken restaurant.
Yeah,
that would happen.
Kenny Loggins Roasters.
Hey, Kenny Rogers Roasters, man. Must go to.
It is 7 o'clock, and this is WAAF-FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. Would you like to give a few seconds to the most annoying caller ever who has upped his game lately? I believe. I know I'm an outlier on this. I think he's upped his call-in game. He wants to talk about the hurricane. Would you like to give Scott from Weymouth 20 seconds or something? Is that all right?
Let's do 30.
Okay.
He needs the extra 10 seconds for the intro.
We don't need the timer on it, but good morning, Scott.
What's up? These introductions are beautiful.
Yes, what's up?
Yes, all right. I'd like to talk about after the hurricane, but I probably won't get the time. Yeah, so can you believe this thing? I was watching the news. The National Weather Service is calling it the storm of a lifetime. But, it's pretty wild.
Yes.
But, there's still some people they were interviewing on Fox who refused to evacuate. They're talking about 20-foot storm surge, 260 feet, I looked this up, 265 people died in Hurricane Sandy, 2 years ago? And all the deaths are preventable, but people refuse to listen to the warnings. It's crazy. Now, here's a quick question. Let's see who gets this right.
Yes.
Guess what Walmart's most popular product is when a hurricane comes through like this?
Plywood.
You want to say generator, but obviously it isn't.
Plywood. I would say plywood.
Nope. Beer. Look it up. Beer. Wow.
Beer?
Per order, you know what I mean? Their sales go up percentage-wise per beer.
They sell beer at Home Depot?
No, Walmart.
Walmart. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Yeah.
So at Walmart. So beer is the most popular thing, not plywood or generators.
Not per dollar sales-wise, per percentage increase in sales.
Yeah.
You know?
I believe that.
Yeah, you're stating the obvious.
I believe
you're evacuated. You go live in a tent for a week. What else are you going to do but drink and barbecue?
I do believe that Scott has made a good point, which is that there are people who refuse. When the Weather Channel or whomever, the National Weather Service, says that the storm of a lifetime is coming,
mm-hmm.
and you decide to batten down the hatches and stay there,
that's not
a wise decision.
Stop that.
Now, there are some people who probably can't get out, and the roads, I'm sure, you were talking about 95 being like a parking lot because people are trying to get out of there, but hold on a second. Speaking of your favorite callers,
yes,
Joe the musicologist.
Yes.
Is on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Joe?
What's going on, everybody?
Hey,
what's
man.
What's up?
Hey, Danielle.
Yes.
You know I love Kenny Loggins.
Yes, I know, Joe.
Now, did you get the little thing, the video I sent you?
Probably not.
Ew.
Oh, probably not. I'll tell you, check your stuff out. I sent you a little Kenny Loggins.
I do every night, Joe.
Okay. And Greg, just great get. He's great, and I can't wait for that. And but, you know, he's got an air about him. He's a little stuck up. I love him, but he's a little, I met him back in the day real quick.
Uh-huh.
And so be ready for a little, if you get a little, I'm just saying he's got an air of superiority about him.
That's
for
okay.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
You
can
Greg.
Yeah, so do I. Texter finds it funny that I think that you can get plywood at Walmart because I've never been to Walmart. I've been to Walmart.
You cannot.
The issue is I misheard. I thought Scott was saying Home Depot.
Oh.
Okay?
Right.
All right. Let's get to this.
And now, LB.
LB lives in a parallel universe where there are no consequences. Oh,
with a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by New England's hair loss experts, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR. And the good guys win again. Can you say playoffs?
Runner goes from first. Swinging a drive to right field. Hit deep toward the corner. Long run for the right fielder. This ball is gone! It's into the seats, into the grandstand. Three-run pitch, homer, Brock Holt. Can you believe it?
Love that kid.
Rock and roll.
Does it again every time.
Rock
every
and roll.
Every time they call on that kid to play left field, center, right, first. Hey, I'm surprised Cora hasn't had him pitch this year. Boys roll 7-2 in the first of three against Toronto. And if you have a scorecard, that's win number 99 on 46 losses. We're the best team in Major League Baseball. Chris Sale, 2 Ks in one inning of work. His pitch count got up, so he was supposed to pitch 2 innings, but he went 1. And that's because of the shoulder inflammation coming off the DL. David Price goes for the century mark for the Sox tonight against Sanchez. 7:05, first pitch at Fenway. 10-year Bees vet, backliner, and amazing Bruin Adam McQuaid was traded yesterday to the Rangers for D-man Steven Kampfer and a 4th and 7th round pick in the 2019 draft. GM Don Sweeney.
Very difficult day for me personally and for the organization as well. We want to thank Adam, a tremendous Bruin, a tremendous teammate. There's a lot that went into it, and I was there every step of the way. And as I said, it was a difficult decision to, you know, because of what he's meant to the Boston Bruins and will always mean to the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, echo that sentiment times 1,000. Great job.
So you feel like Don Sweeney did Adam McQuaid a bit of a favor here,
yes,
by sending him to a new team. He had, what, this last year left on his deal and would have gone elsewhere anyway.
Right.
And yeah. Okay.
Right. And I, you know, and they got a D-man back. They got a veteran D-man back. Stamfer is a 10-year vet, I think. And he's more of a skills guy than Quater. Quater was a do-everything, beat-everybody-up, kind of a plumber-type defenseman that was an all-around get-her-done guy. And, I guess Kampfer is a little more of a skills guy. He's like 5'11", buck 95, moves the puck well. But, you know, again, Quater's going to go to the Rangers, get a new 3-year ticket, maybe get a nice ticket to finish out his career. He was an incredible Bruin, and I think it's a win-win because Sweeney gets a 4th and a 7th rounder as well. So, McQuaid was on the last year of his deal. So I think it's a win-win for everybody. The Bees have split squad training camp tilts. Bees Flames in China Saturday and Wednesday. And they squeeze the other half of training camp against Wash Saturday and Sunday.
By the way, these people want me to acknowledge that you are, at one moment you call him Stamfer, the next moment you call him Kampfer.
I called him Stamfer earlier, yes.
Well,
you just did this sports too. Well, whatever it is. I don't even know the kid.
Right, you don't know
what
him.
What do I care?
I mean, yeah. You don't know.
Kid's a millionaire. He's played 10 years in the show. He doesn't care what I call him.
Just sports. Who cares? And hockey.
Who cares about his name?
I'll nail it down.
Yeah.
All right. 166 games, 10 goals, 16 helpers with the... like I said, a skills guy was a plus 15 with the Bees. He was actually with the Bees back in, I think, 2010, 2011. So he's familiar with the territory. Did you know that? Did you know that he played for the Bees before? Also, Swing Duck signed Lee Stepniak and Dan Winnick to tryout tickets for camp. Stepniak was a Bruin previously. Winnick had 6 goals, 23 points with Mini last year. Good luck, fellas. And David Krejci has visa issues, so he cannot go to China. Belichick reloaded on more receivers, adding Cleveland 2016 first-round Corey Coleman. Bernie Fowler comes from Denver. He's going to be a 4-year veteran. And the best organization grabbed a running back from the Bears, Kenjin Barner, if I'm not mistaken. Pats, Jags, Sunday, 4:05. Corner Jalen Ramsey is already popping off about Gronk being overrated. Hurricane interference. Expect a ton of games on College Pigskin. A ton of games are going to be canceled. Time changes. The BC Wake Forest game Saturday went from 7:30 to 5:30. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
Thank you, LB. It is 7:08, and today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you can go to echostore.com. We now know, thanks to science, the moment that you are most likely to be bitten by a spider.
Yes. Now, heads up, arachnophobes.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who are terrified of spiders. We have discussed this when it comes to bugs. People don't like the spiders. And it turns out that at night is when you should be most careful, because that is when spiders are horniest.
Yes.
So the spiders get all horned up, and that is when you are most likely to get bitten during the 7 o'clock hour.
Yes. Yeah. So a group of scientists from England did a study, and they looked at spider patterns and behavior. They found that you're most likely to see a spider in your home between 6 and 9 p.m. with the target time of 7:35 p.m. being the most popular. Why? Because that is when this all comes down to basics, and people should use this for humans as well.
Okay.
That's when the female spider is making her web, and the boys know it, so they come out in droves looking to mate.
Are you saying that her web brings the boys to the yard?
That's correct.
Is that what you were saying? Yes.
And they're it's better than yours.
I see. So, all right, well, 7:35, be on the lookout for horny spiders.
Now you're teasing spiders.
How does one know? Do you know how you can tell a horny spider?
How?
She buys the first three drinks.
Hey!
I don't know if you. Well, that's
wow.
That's interesting information. All right. I don't know if I've ever been bitten by a spider in the morning. So
I've never been bitten by a spider.
Sounds to me like that's true.
LB just revealed he's never been bitten by a spider. I smell an excuse for the blood drive next year.
Donna is on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Donna?
I have a Scott from Weymouth correction.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Yes.
It brings me great satisfaction to be able to do this. He said Hurricane Sandy was a couple years ago. It was actually 2012. And in Scott's words, look it up.
Oh, look it
up. Google it.
Look it up. Speaking of that, several people want the proper information on Boston College football shared. They're all texting in. They don't play Wakefield. That was yesterday.
Wait, no, that's Wake Forest.
They play Wake Forest.
At Wake Forest.
It's tomorrow, not Saturday.
Oh, it's Friday.
Yeah. Tomorrow,
Friday night. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Friday. Okay.
Tomorrow's
whatever.
Yes.
So now you already know.
Well, they want to share the right information. They just
Some people didn't know. They're giving you the wrong info.
If you plan, it's only Wednesday. If you're a BC fan, you'd have figured it out.
All right. All right. Coming up next, what Paul McCartney has revealed that he and John Lennon used to do in the privacy of their own home, which gives new meaning to the album title Meet the Beatles.
Oh,
or maybe they should have been called the Meatles and not the Beatles.
Oh, uncomfortable.
What? You don't like the term meat?
No.
My meat? All right.
No, I definitely don't like that.
We will get to that and the rest of today's news coming up next on the Hillman Morning Show. This is Kyle on the Hillman Morning Show on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Kyle?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's 7:30 almost, and I got all these weird feelings that there's a lot of horned up spiders out there. My spider sense is tingling.
Oh, your spidey sense is tingling? Ooh, yes.
Are you on GMT?
Well, I will say this. You can take us with you when you are hunting horny spiders if you use the radio.com app. And you should download that today, and you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. It's cuffing season, so if you're going apple picking or you're heading off to get yourself some kind of a pumpkin spice latte or something like that, make sure that you have you have the radio.com app so that you can listen to this show and this station anywhere. Coming up, In about 40 minutes or so, we will play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. And so you can leave one of those last minute now and get it in. A lot of great potential topics today. It is National Video Game Day today. And it turns out, according to a new survey, that 67% of Americans play video games.
Of course.
Wait, so it's not just...
That seems low.
I know, right?
That seems low to you?
Yeah.
Nah, agreed.
Video games are so huge. It just seems like everybody plays video games. It just seems to be more than that.
I mean, you...
Maybe they just don't want to admit they spend so much time.
Well, yeah, of the 16 hours that are... Sorry, of the 12 hours that video gamers have for leisure time during the week... They spend about 16% of it playing video games. So,
but I think you have to add in, like fathers with their son. Like I play EA Hockey or whatever the name of it is. Where, you know, NHL Hockey with Will. I play MLB Baseball with Will on video. I can't do Fortnite, but
yes, there's probably some that are playing because they're playing with their son or their daughter, as I think you're alluding to. Here's a text that says 67% seems high. No, she says that.
Now, are we talking gaming consoles or is this?
It's not, on
not
all devices.
Okay,
so
seems low.
67% play on at least one type of device, and half of them play on multiple platforms. Mm-hmm. So whether it's smartphone or whatever. So
does that count when I play Bejeweled on my phone?
I don't know. I don't know. All right. So Hillmail, you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message about the Old Town team securing a playoff spot.
Yay.
99 wins for your beloved Boston Red Sox. And Mr. Baseball says don't get too excited about it, but they have secured a playoff spot. You can leave a Hillmail voicemail message on that or on the incoming hurricane or any other topic, and we will play your voicemail messages back in about a half an hour. So
Sir Paul McCartney has done this interview.
Yes.
It's very fascinating.
Everybody's talking about this today. Paul McCartney did an interview with GQ.
Yes. And he's got a new solo album that just came out last week called Egypt Station. So we spoke with GQ about the album and its history with the Beatles, etc. And they talk about some of the stuff that the boys and the Beatles used to engage in together.
Sexually.
Sir Paul talked about a threesome in Vegas one time that he wasn't really into, but I guess John Lennon really wanted the experience.
In the article, he says that one of their road managers said that they were going to Vegas. Do you want a hooker?
Mm-hmm.
And he got Paul McCartney two hookers.
Oh, okay.
And that was when he's saying that that's when he had his only threesome. Maybe he only had one.
No.
He said
no
he didn't fancy it, Shu.
I don't care if he's knighted. He's a musician.
Yes. and then... he talked about John Lennon jackhammering a wife.
Yes.
And then finding out that the husband was watching.
Yes.
He was into it. He was a big Beatles fan.
Yes. I also said that he watched George Harrison lose his virginity when he was 17 and the whole band applauded him afterward.
Oh, of course. Well, that's good.
I think, though, the most interesting slash raunchy part of the revelation in this interview is that the Beatles used to engage in group masturbation sessions. Can I say that?
Aggressive bullpen.
Yes.
Group aggressive bullpen sessions.
Yes.
And
together.
I don't think they invited Ringo and George. The interview says that it was just John and Paul and three friends
of theirs.
And they would CJ their way through a tour or something like that. I don't know if they were trying to seek enlightenment or they would masturbate together. He says that they would shout out the name Brigitte Bardot as inspiration when they were doing their group in masturbating.
And then once in a while, they'd have a joker who would throw out something like Winston Churchill to try to get everybody, you know, throw him off a little bit.
Nothing better.
Right. But yeah, music, man, a lot of sex.
As is well documented on this show, I'm a musicologist, and I knew this because if you look at the Beatles and their lyrics, oftentimes the song titles that they ended up releasing.
Mm.
Maybe I shouldn't, when we're talking about this, we shouldn't even say releasing.
No. Please don't.
But the song title that they ended up with was not the original song title that they had working for the song.
Huh.
And a lot of these songs in their original form apparently are about these group masturbation sessions.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow.
You never heard Casey Kasem talk about it?
No, never.
No?
Not once.
So, for instance... And this is really inside Beatle information. Nobody else, no other radio station has this. But for instance, you probably know the song Got to Get You Into My Life.
Yes.
You know.
Got to get you into my life.
That song was originally titled Got to Get You Into My Sock.
Oh no! Wait a minute.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, it was.
I've been duped.
Believable.
Yes. Now, are you familiar? Are you familiar with the mega hit from the Beatles? I want to hold your hand.
Yes.
You're familiar with that.
I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
That was, believe it or not, that was originally titled I Want to Wash My Hand. I'm glad they changed it.
Yeah, for sure.
What about, I'm sure that you know the big hit song, All You Need Is Love. Do you know that?
All you need is love. All you need is love.
Originally titled All You Need Is a Tug. I prefer All You Need Is Love.
You're ruining the 60s.
Yes. Now, how about While My Guitar Gently Weeps? Amazing Beatles song.
No.
You know that one.
I look at the world and I notice it's turning. While my guitar
originally titled While My Left Hand Gently Creeps.
No.
Yes. Oh. But the Beatles changed that.
They changed it. I'm glad.
For public consumption.
For the kids.
And this one, this is not as well known as the others. Well, actually, none of the others are known, but this... you're familiar with I Get By With A Little Help From My Friend.
I get by with a little help from my friend. Get high with a little help from my friend.
As we just learned, originally titled I Get Off With A Little Help From My Friend.
I believe you would never
have known that if you hadn't tuned in this morning and heard about the Paul McCartney interview with Gentleman's Quarterly magazine.
I just feel bad for the maid. The cleanage.
Yes.
You just killed five ear moths all at once.
I know.
You murdered them.
Well, a texter says that they thought the song title was Got to Get You Into My Wife, apparently based on the John Lennon story that we heard. But this is Jeff on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, Hillman, good morning. How you doing?
What's up?
Listen, I thought of a great song from the Beatles that really parlays into what you're talking about with John Lennon and Paul McCartney having the joint session.
Yes.
Come Together.
This is a family program, and it's 7:31. It's 7:31.
Come together.
Wait a second.
Right now. Over me.
All right.
Oh.
I'm not surprised by this. This is not surprising. It was the 60s, right? It was the 60s.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't need to hear about it now.
All right. Let's get to the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
Nissan Intelligent Mobility. It's a great day to enjoy a ride. Nissan can't control the weather, but Nissan Intelligent Mobility is technology that's changing the way you drive forever. It's time to enjoy the ride and upgrade to Nissan Intelligent Mobility, technology that moves people. Go to NissanUSA.com to learn more.
Hold on a second. We can address this. This texter says that I am better than that bit. 978 texter.
No, you're not.
That bit is
that
way
is
off
the bread and butter of this show.
It says that bit is way off the mark.
Would you just tune in on Monday?
No.
Is this like the first week you've listened to this morning show?
Come on. I mean, it's nothing like a good double entendre.
Yeah. Right. To get your day going.
To get everything.
That was lazy.
I veto that text message.
But if you want, if you'd like to text in and you didn't enjoy that particular bit, then my sincere apologies.
Which of his bits do you prefer over that?
I don't do a lot of bits. Bits is not really what I do. But
you're not a bit guy.
No, I'm not a bit guy. No. Let's get to the news. What do you want to talk about first?
I have reason number 2,957 why you, Greg, don't take public transportation.
Yes.
Bed bug infestation on the bus.
Oh, no, that's so nasty.
No, thank you.
It happened in Philadelphia. There's a video circulating that shows a bed bug infestation on one of their SEPTA buses, the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transport Authority. Crystal Lopez was the individual who shot the video. She found that the bugs, after she kind of ran her arm over an upholstered seat back, and then all these little bed bugs came out. She said she suffered an allergic reaction when she was bitten all over her arms. She broke out in like hives.
Yeah, of course, bag of cash.
Yep, totally.
Gross.
So the transit authority said that they're in the process of replacing upholstered seats with plastic ones. And here's Crystal talking about the bed bug ordeal.
Right before I was going to pull the cord, I feel like this itching, burning feeling on my arm. And I look up and it was bit entirely from my wrist all the way to my armpit. I felt like my whole arm was like on fire and itching all at once.
They're nasty, man. They reproduce by the second. Brighton went through that for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Apartment after apartment after apartment.
No, thank you.
Nope. Gross. Yeah. There's an irrational fear out of New York. Black bear in the garage.
This is, speaking of reasons, this is reason number 974 why I don't do any work on my wife's car.
Correct.
Or my car.
Yes.
This guy was working on his wife's car in the garage, and when he went to the garage to change the oil or whatever, he saw a shadowy figure.
Mm-hmm.
And then he saw teeth, and it turns out it was a bear.
It was a bear.
And it attacked him.
Yeah. He went into the garage, and they hadn't turned the lights on yet. And all of a sudden, boom, surprise.
Oh.
So the guy's name is William Orange. He was treated at a local hospital. He's got 4 long scratches from the bear's claws on his chest and stomach. He's given a tetanus shot. He's getting some antibiotic treatment. And here is Bill.
I saw like shadows in there. It was like I saw like a dark object in the blackness, and then I saw like big teeth, and I hit it with like my forearm, and I just ran, just freaked out.
No thank you. Did you see the story about the lady who left her door open and the coyote came in?
Yes.
And this in her bedroom.
The photos are bananas.
Yeah. Where was that?
It was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Lady had woken up to a coyote in her bedroom. She thought her dog and cat were fighting at first. Then she turned the light on and was like, well, hell no, not today. So she tried to get the coyote out with a golf club. That didn't work. And then she called police. So animal control had to come down. They got the coyote out, released it back into the woods. But Bonnie Moriarty is the homeowner.
It's around 4:15. All of a sudden we hear it sound like a cat fight almost. I woke up. And a cat and the coyote came running into my room. It's still dark. And that's when I realized, holy crow, I've got a coyote stuck in my bedroom. He somehow just lunged at the door and the door opened.
Holy crow.
No.
Holy crow, there's a coyote in here.
Coyote noises are terrifying. Don't know what it is, and you hear, like, when I lived in Drake it briefly, there were like woods behind the house, and there was a den of coyotes back there. And I, for the longest time, I didn't know what they were because I never had them near my home in Swampscott. So I'm like, what the hell is that noise? And then I started Googling it. And I'm like, oh, it's coyotes. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Just sound like they're going to come out and eat you.
Well, I'd say it's like a cat fight when they're going bananas.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the other, what was the animal that nearly cornered me in the parking garage here at 20 Guest Street and almost went for the jugular?
Fisher.
They make a they make a weird like loud pitched noise too, which is scary at night. Yeah. All right. What else is in the news?
So yesterday we were talking about commemorating all the events surrounding 9/11, and I don't know if you have seen this, but can you believe the situation in Somerville with what happened with the flags at the cemetery?
I saw this on the news last night. It's really disturbing.
Very much so.
What is wrong with? I guess there's people who hate this country.
Then
I ask, why would you be here?
Yeah.
It's like when somebody hates work.
Yeah.
If you hate the place you work at, why do you why do you stay there?
Yeah.
But this some guy was peeing on American flags.
It appeared as though he was. Yeah. We haven't confirmed whether or not he was, but he certainly made the motion. So we'll hear from a witness in a moment. His name's George Gatney, and he was sitting in traffic by Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Somerville. And he sees this couple, man and their woman in their 20s, and he claims that they walked into the cemetery, ripped four American flags out of the ground, walked behind the monument, and then it appeared that the man made motions that he was urinating on the flags. So this guy, George, luckily got photos on his phone of the couple.
Love
They've
it.
Been posted on social media and all the news websites. There was another witness that did see this happen as well, but let's hear from George speaking to Channel 4.
He started undoing his pants, taking himself out, and making motions and what appeared to be urinating. I started yelling and screaming, drawing attention. What are you doing? What are you doing here? As he walked by me, he had a smirk on his face, almost like, there's nothing you can do. What are you going to do? I was outraged. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Oh, what a jerk.
Come on. Like, disgusting.
Well, no, the flag, I just think the flag stands for the good things of about this country. It doesn't matter what your politics are, who you like or who you don't like. It's as far as who's currently in this office or that. And the flag is about way more than that. It's about people who died for this country.
Yeah,
to stand up for what that flag that stands for.
Right.
So I don't know. I hope they find out who that guy is. Hello, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Baba. Right,
I'll try to come back to Bobby. Let's see if Tim is there. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's it going?
What's going
awesome.
On? What's up?
Hey, yeah, you just did that story about the guy in New York who got attacked by a bear in his garage.
Yes.
His last name was Orange. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Could he change it to now Blood Orange?
I don't. That's a bad. That's a bad image. That is not. Nobody wants to. I mean,
that is the name of a crayon, though. No, in the crayon box.
Well, there might be a blood orange one. I mean, it's certainly,
makes a delicious margarita.
No. My bad. Correction. LB. Correction.
Yes.
If I could say something, it's burnt orange.
Oh,
it's burnt sienna.
Oh, very good.
Is it burnt sienna or burnt orange?
It's burnt orange. I think.
Really? Okay. I do believe they did retire burnt sienna.
It's probably an inappropriate term for some reason.
It's a great filter, though. Oh, that's sepia.
I'm sure somebody.
Never mind.
What happened was one person complained that the name of the crayon was triggering them, and then they probably changed it immediately in a panic over at Crayola.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
You know what triggers me? People that say crown.
That say what?
Crown.
What do you mean?
Instead of crayon, they say crown.
They do?
Really?
Yep.
I've never heard that.
I've heard three people say it in my lifetime, and I'm like, what? What do you say? They're like, you know, the thing you color with. I'm like, a crayon? Like, yeah, crown. I'm like, no, that's what a king wears on his head.
I'll tell you what bothers me is when a grown-ass man pukes in your daughter's crayon box.
That's another thing entirely.
Doesn't tell anybody about that. All right. It is 7:41. And it is going to be cloudy and rainy again today. The temperature is going to get up to 68. And we're actually at 68 right now. So right now it is as warm as it is going to get. On the show tomorrow morning, Sto5O at about 7:30. We'll get an update on the rambunctious over 30 softball players at Bradley Lane.
Not again.
Who are staying out past 10 p.m. and making lots of noise. And we'll share with you all of the crimes that were either called in or walked in to my hometown police department, the Sto PD. So that's about 7:30 tomorrow. And at 7:50 tomorrow, we are going inside the warped female brain. So if you're a guy and you're confused about some sort of a relationship issue with a woman, Danielle will allow you to get a brief glimpse inside the warped female brain. On Friday's show, of course, our very popular new segment, LB's Greatest Moments of the Week. We'll do that at 7:50 on Friday. And then just a quick heads up, because Danielle found out about it about 45 minutes or so ago and can't stop beaming. And so we are going to have Kenny Loggins, her favorite yacht rock artist of all time, on the show Tuesday, just after 9 o'clock. So, Danielle, maybe you can ask every single question.
If Kenny, yeah. I don't think I'm capable. It's going to turn into a Steven Tyler thing. I'll be like, so Kenny, if you didn't ever turn your heart light on, think that maybe
what was the exact wording on the infamous Steven Tyler question?
If Aerosmith had never happened, who would Steven Tyler be today? I think.
That sounds so news journalist-like.
You got to go with that.
You threw it to me like I was prepared to ask any questions. I'm like, okay, maybe, I'll get involved.
Maybe you can say, if Danger Zone had never happened, who would Kenny Loggins be today?
Yes.
That might be good. All right. We're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages coming up next. Back in theaters today for a limited run, it is Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
That's cool.
This reminds me of the Mantown Movie Festival that we used to do, where we gave you the opportunity to see films that you didn't have the opportunity to see when they were in theaters, because you're not ancient like me.
Yes.
To see them on the big screen. And so AMC Theaters, in honor of Burt Reynolds and his passing, are going to be showing Smokey and the Bandit limited release for an extended period of time.
Nice.
This is Doug on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Doug?
Just based on your earlier discussion of the hobby of some of the Beatles, I was rethinking three of their works. First is, of course, Twist and Shout. Second is A Hard Day's Night.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Third, of course, is the White Album.
Yeah. So, listen, I just want to say you're better than this. All right?
I am not.
Yes.
I am absolutely not.
Grow up.
You're better than this. This is Jenny. What's going on, Jenny?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Jessica.
Hi.
Hey,
what's happening? What are you up to?
Oh, I'm just on the pike.
Oh. Where are you? Because the pike outside of our studio here in Brighton is crawling at a snail's pace. So,
it's ridiculous. I'm before 495 right now. Okay. I'm heading east into Boston.
Okay. What are you calling about?
So I was calling about Danielle's comment about the crayons.
Yes.
The crayons. So I always called it crayons growing up. Like, I would be like, can I have, like, pass me the blue crayon? Or where are the crayons? And if anyone ever said crayon, I always thought they were just being, like, sarcastic or, like, kind of obnoxious. I'm like, it's a crayon.
It's like people get upset with the way I say appreciate or appreciate. Yeah, they don't like how I say aprish. But then they heard Eddie Vedder say it, and everybody seemed to be okay with it.
Because it's Eddie Vedder.
They don't like the way I say the name of our midday host.
Yes.
Carrie. What do they
say, Mistress Carrie?
Carrie.
Yeah.
Like Curry.
Like Carrie.
Carrie.
But it's Carrie.
But it's Carrie. And
like Karen and Goodfellas.
I mean, there are things. It's like people who are upset by Alex Trebek's beard. Who cares, as far as I'm
Excuse
concerned?
Excuse me. No, that throws off the whole dynamic of everything.
So
you can't have Alex Trebek in a beard on the show.
So apparently,
how does Mr. Guy feel about that?
Good question.
Apparently, Trebek during the summer decided that he was gonna try to grow his stash out.
Yeah.
And turns out that he grew the beard, and people who are Jeopardy watchers. Are some of them are really bothered by it because it's like when somebody is at work, somebody you work with every day shows up with a mustache suddenly or a beard and it freaks
like, hey,
out
Bill,
a little bit.
What you doing there?
Trebek actually addressed that on Jeopardy, and here's what he said.
No need to inquire how I spent my summer vacation because so many of you people asked about it, I decided to regrow my mustache, but as you can see, things got a little out of hand. These hairs kept attracting friends. Whether I keep it or not depends on you. So go to our Jeopardy Facebook or Instagram pages and let us know how you feel. Hopefully it won't be a distraction for our players.
I'll take things men do when they're lazy for 500, please, Alex. I mean, shaving is a royal pain in the ass.
Yeah, but that keeps you guys looking younger. That's why you ate, yeah, because you, with the frequency of how often you shave, you exfoliate your face more, and it promotes skin cell turnover, which keeps you looking younger.
This is why, and I don't want to upset our female listeners when I say this, it sends women into an absolute rage.
Yeah.
But this is why men look better as they age.
Yeah.
And you guys go to complete pot.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like you're just it's all downhill.
You get all silver and distinguished. It's all, I got to get these roots done. People are like, what happened? Is that glitter in your hair? I'm like, it's my grays. Shut up. You know what I do for a living?
Trebek's late to the party. The beard thing.
Beard thing is a lot of people say it's going away. Like, but then
unless you're an athlete or someone really prominent that has had the beard legit. And trims it and grooms it and takes care of it over the last, 10 years.
The beard thing for everyone is going away. We've had this movement where everyone could get away with the beard because the beard was the cool thing.
Yeah.
It takes a certain kind of face to pull off the beard without the beard trend.
Well, I utilize the beard to cover the double chin.
Right.
I mean, that's why I have one. Yeah. I mean, I don't, but there are, I think... There are still women. I still see women online who say that they really like a guy with a beard. I mean, it was a huge trend. It was a trendy thing, you know, whatever, 2-3 years ago, and everybody was. But I still think there are some. I mean, I'm sure there are women listening right now who still like a beard.
No, a small percentage of women love the foresty guy.
Yeah,
but that's few and far between. The other women like the guy they're with, and then he decided to have a beard.
Right.
They hate it, but they know the guy, they like the guy, and they deal with it.
Can you just shave, are you going to keep that, through the Bruins playoffs again this year, or are you just going to, you think it, for Christmas, maybe, where we're going to my parents' house in Connecticut, do you think maybe you could just, shave it for me, please?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.